Blog Talk Radio.
Great morning, great morning, great morning. Make Today Count with Janella Simpson. Episode 1 is getting ready to start right now. Get up stronger, get up stronger, get up stronger. You're listening to a daily inspiration call. I'm your host, Janella Simpson, and my mission is to inspire people to make every day count and to get up stronger each and every day. Your health, your wealth, and your happiness. I'll share practical tips and inspiring stories to help you be the boss of your business, your bank account, and your body. For more tips and to sign up for some inspiration and some affirmations that I'm going to be talking about on today, you can go ahead to Get Up Stronger to 474747, and you'll be able to hear and see some of the affirmations that I'm going to be talking about on today, ladies and gentlemen. Today, are you ready to make today count? That is the name of this show, Make Today Count, because I believe each and every day we should get up with an attitude of gratitude and make every single day count. And so today what I want to talk about with each and every one of you, I hope that you woke up feeling grateful and thankful on today. And one thing I want to talk about, because I'm going to be talking about different stories, I'm going to be having different guests on as well. I definitely want to talk about affirmations, because affirmations are super important to me. It's how I was able to break through a lot of different things in my life. For those of you that don't know me, I was once a teenage mother. I'm adopted. A lot of people in life thought that I should not have been where I am today. But learning affirmations helped me in life when people told me that I was not good enough. So if you're out there listening right now and you know that you felt like you weren't good enough at times, I want you to really think about learning affirmations, because it's something that I actually learned in church many, many years ago when I was a very young girl. I got pregnant at the age of 15, and I started learning about affirmations because I was different than all the other 15-year-olds at my age. I was already becoming a mother. And so I had to learn how to be stronger, get up stronger each and every day, and make my day count. And so I'm going to share with you guys some of the affirmations that I had to speak to myself on a daily basis. And it's something that I actually use today. And as I've gotten older, now I'm 43, you know, and my life is very different. I have changed my affirmations to go along with my lifestyle today. So I want to share them with you guys and give you some affirmations and also inspiration as well. So the first part of my affirmation, ladies and gentlemen, is I am the one. I am the one. That is the beginning of my affirmations, because I had to tell myself that I am the one. I can be the one to get the job that I want. I am the one that can be a great mother in spite of. I am the one that can overcome any obstacles. I had to tell myself, I am the one. And I'm going to go through the rest of the affirmations. All things work together for my good. If God is for me, who can be against me? I release and let go of all negativity from my mind, my body, and my soul. I am rich and happy. I am healthy and wealthy. I am grateful. I am blessed. I am blessed to be a blessing. My family is blessed. My marriage is blessed. Everyone around me is blessed. The more I spend, triple comes in. The more I spend, triple comes in. Money comes to me easily and effortlessly. Money comes to me easily and effortlessly. I have no lack of limitation. I am debt-free. I attract good people. I uplift people. I am a confident leader. I live by faith and not by sight. My faith is stronger than my fear. I trust the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. Positive things are happening to me. Positive things are always happening to me. Positive things are happening to me today. I choose to make the rest of my life the best of my life. The power of God protects me. The power of God protects me. No one will control my reactions. No one will control my reactions. Something amazing is going to happen to me today. I don't think these things are going to happen. They are already happening. Everywhere I am, God is, and I choose to make today count. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the affirmations that I get up in the morning, and I want to just tell you guys, affirmations is the action or the process of affirming something or being affirmed, and it's emotional support and encouragement, and so we have to encourage ourselves. And many times, if we don't have encouragement, we have to be able to encourage ourselves each and every day. And so that's why I speak positive things into my life. And so if you guys want to be able to get the affirmations, get up stronger to 474747, and you'll be able to hear the affirmations that I spoke about on today. So, guys, what I want to do is I just want to touch on some things. And this is the first episode of Make Today Count, Get Up Stronger. And I'm excited to be doing this because I did this in the past, and it helped a lot of people get through their day. And so I want to, if I can be that person to help somebody get up stronger each and every day, if I can be that person to help the next person make their day count, I definitely want to do that. So I'll be running this show from Monday through Friday, every single day at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be about 15 minutes, not very long at all, but I do want to get across positive messages. I'm going to have different people coming on and speak, because I think it's so important just for us to hear that other people are going through different things and they're also overcoming things as well. And so it's so important for us to know that. Because right now in our world, I can't even say in our country, which I'm here in Miami, Florida, in the world, we are having so many people that are going through depression. We are having so many people that are so lost. We have so many people that are in darkness right now. And so I feel like at a time like this, affirmation, inspiration, hearing positive things in the morning before you get your morning started, it's so important. It's one of the ways that I have been able to do what I do. It's because first thing in the morning, if you put on a TV, if you put on the news, it's negativity. When you open up your computer, you see negativity. So before you do any of that, I want to encourage you guys. When you first get up in the morning, something that I always do is I sit in my bed and I close my eyes before I get up. And I just tell God how thankful I am. So no matter who your God is, or whatever stronger power you believe in, I make sure that I say that I am super grateful before I get out of bed. And I start speaking of all the things that I'm grateful in my life before I get up. Because sometimes we get up and we are complaining about things that have no significance at all. People are dying. People have lost loved ones. People are in the hospital right now wishing that they could just walk, talk, do normal activities. So I'm grateful for my health before I even get up. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for every single thing in my life, the good and the bad. And if you follow me on Facebook, you know I put a lot of things up lately about, you know, how I feel and how grateful I am. And so I make sure I do those things first thing in the morning before my feet hit the floor. I talk about how grateful I am, so I can be able to have my day go according to how I want it to go. And so one of my favorite lines in this affirmation, ladies and gentlemen, is no one will control my reaction. No one will control my reaction. And so that's so important to me, because so many people let other people control their reactions. Your actions and your reactions can be different. Just because someone says something to you that you don't like, just because someone looks at you the wrong way, you have an opportunity to control your reactions, how you react to how people come across to you. Do you know that it's some people in this world that intentionally will try to get you upset? Do you know it's people out there intentionally want to hurt you? Do you know it's people out there right now that you don't even know that do not want to see you succeed? So you have to be ready. You have to be armored with all the positivity that you can put into your life, so when those negative things come across you, you can be able to brush it off and react in a way of love. Because if someone comes to you with negativity, hate, jealousy, all of these things, you don't have to respond in that way. You want to respond with love because you want your life to reflect love. You want your life to reflect positivity. And you cannot do that if every time someone says something to you, every time something you don't like come out of your character, you come out of the thing that in the morning you training yourself to be positive. And then the first thing you do when you walk out of your door, you get in your car and you back up and somebody goes across and almost hits your car. Now your total mood has changed. Now your day is not make today count anymore. It's make today a horrible day, right? So we have to control our reactions. So when things happen like that, you don't let it control your day as I'm going to have a horrible day now because this happened. No. What you do is you get whatever negativity comes across to you and you turn it around. And you start speaking your affirmations and you know that you have to use your faith to know that every single day you could get up stronger. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we're not going to see the positivity every single day. We're not going to see what God has for us every single day. We're not going to see it, but it's there. And so when we control our reactions and we're positive, even through the negativity, even through whatever comes across our life every single day, we stay positive and we remember. And I encourage everybody to get some affirmations to start out their day, because anything you put behind I am is what is. So if you say I am rich and happy, and that's one of my favorites because that is one that I learned from my church. And I was 15 when I used to say it. And I'm like, I'm rich and happy, really? Like, I am broke. I don't know what. I don't want to get up in the morning, you know, swearing. But I was like, I'm going to say it anyway because the whole church would say it. And we would speak our affirmations. And deep down inside, I would be saying to myself, like, none of this stuff applies to me. Rich and happy, I'm far from that. But I kept saying it, kept saying it, kept saying it. And they even printed them out. And I would go home and I would keep speaking it and keep speaking it and keep speaking it, even though I didn't feel like it. But the words that we speak are so powerful, ladies and gentlemen. My friends on this line today, listen, words are so powerful. Too many times I hear my friends, my business partners, my family speak negative things over their lives. Oh, my God, I'm so frustrated. Oh, my God, I'm so dead. Oh, my God, I'm so bad. Don't do that to yourself. You deserve more. You deserve more. Your life deserves more. So speak those positive things over your life, even if you can't see it. It's called faith. You can't be fearful. Just speak those things, even if it's not true. Even if you don't see that you are successful, even if you don't see that you are rich and happy, even if you don't see that you have no lack or limitation, even if you don't see you're debt free, say it anyway. Say it anyway. Speak those positive things over your life, and I promise you, you're going to make your day count, and you're going to get up stronger each and every day. Thank you guys so much for joining me on today. This week is going to be super powerful. I'm going to have some more people come on tonight on Impact 50K on Instagram. We're going to be talking about other ways that you could take all this information, all these affirmations, and turn it into some coins. Right. So if you want to join us tonight on Instagram, you can hear how we're getting to the coins, how we get into the dollars, how we're going to make 2021 an amazing year. And we're going to impact the lives of 50,000 people. Guys, this is Janella Simpson with Make Today Count. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you again tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a great night. Let's make today count. I'm
Just the word of everybody,